Someone asked me a while ago to if I want to do the opening and the closing of the conference, and I said, okay, I can do that. So now I'm here and try to do the closing of a conference. The funny thing is, if I don't do the closing, I think, what will happen then? Okay, maybe I should figure that out. Maybe we should figure that out. I mean, I really like that how we figured out if I came up with the idea, let's make a conference about Matrix, and someone said, do you want to do it? And I said, yeah, okay, maybe. I think it was really awesome to have all you here, and it's more than 250 people came together here. And I said in the opening, I really would like to see this federation and this interoperability between the people, and I have seen a lot of that, and I'm very thankful for that. It makes me happy to see so many people of you sharing the passion for decentralized, federated, and secure networking like I am doing. And yeah, thank you for being here. In the beginning, I started with a minute of silence, and I would like to come to a different minute, or maybe multiple minutes, to minutes of appreciation, because that we had this come together here, it was not only per accident. Actually, there are a lot of forces responsible for that. And I think one of the biggest force is that the people which came here and prepared their talks for weeks and sometimes minutes, sometimes hours, depends a bit. So there were 65 people coming here, and I think really I'm personally very thankful for them. Thank you to each of them. Thank you very much. Okay, what should I do next? Actually, I thought I don't want to work that much. I want that you come here up on stage and tell me what you thought, what was the most awesome thing. So if there's something you like to shout out, then please queue up here. And I think we have some time for some of you, 1 minute per person, to shout out what you experienced within the last 4 days and what you like to shout out. But some of that you I already has preceded and asked them to come here on stage, and the first is Amandine. So Amandine, this is the stage is yours for 1 minute.
That's fine. Yeah, wanted to thank the sponsors. Last year, the conference was a loss for the foundation. This year, it wasn't, and they turned up in mass, and I really, really want to thank them, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to set this up at all. So yeah, I think we can do a big round of applause for the various sponsors. And because we also need to continue being sustainable, everyone here who has been sent by their company organization, if they manage to have the cash to send you here, they probably manage to have the cash to be a member of the foundation. So let's join the foundation.
Thank you. So the next is not there. We need to work a bit with the time machine, because Sophie needs more time than a minute, because she has a lot to tell to us. Please, Sophie, the stage is yours.
Thanks. I'm part of the Video Operations Center. We did all of the talk recording and live streaming here. All in all, there were 60 talks scheduled around these three stages. 59 of them recorded, which amounts to about 36 hours and 40 minutes of scheduled recording time. You watched live streams. The opening peaked at about 75 to 80 people. After that, you all spread around to the various rooms. These are the statistics of the last 2 days. We don't have anything for today yet. Most talks are already up on MediaCCC.de and on the Matrix YouTube channel. Currently, Braid is the top person with her talk about Beyond Olm. Some fun facts. Yes, some fun facts. We had a train crashing recording. There was a diesel train running by and blaring loudly into the recording. Have fun finding that video while watching all of the talks. We had three awesome remote talks that miraculously worked out. We had a lot of awesome volunteers running cameras, doing video mixing, doing audio mixing. Huge thanks to all of them. And yes, this event was. Yes, and someone thanked the WOC for being accessible. Thanks back for helping. This event. All the tech was working so great, you were working so well, that we even had time to implement new features, like the progress bar down here in our monitoring for how long the talk is still going. I hope we'll be back next year.
And Nadine, you are the next one.
I don't think I will take a minute, but I really want to give a really massively big shout out to the catering. I think that deserves a round of applause. I'm really glad that I was only here one day because I had so much cake. I would probably die of oversugaring if I had had so much cake in the last 4 days. And it's really funny. I'm a vegan at heart, but vegetarian by practicability. And I was very often standing by the buffet and had other people going like, wow, you know, I'm vegetarian stroke vegan as well. And normally when I'm on a conference like that, I get like a sheet of salad or a bit of parsley. And I also always carry an emergency apple and a bag of nuts with me. And I will take it back home again.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and I'd like to have a catering like that again, please. We put up the level now.
Thank you. The next one will be Tib.
Test, test. Cool. So we had a welcome party on Wednesday evening, courtesy of the sponsors Rocket Chat and Element, who all, well, we got well fed and we drank a lot. And I woke up the next morning with a receipt in my pocket in the thousands. So we owe that to the sponsors. But the next day, somebody found a solution so we could have more parties. I was really, really impressed by Braid, who told me I just need a fraction of that price to make everybody happy. And not only were everybody happy, everybody volunteered to have a good time and to clean up after themselves in like 5 or 10 minutes, which is beyond my comprehension as a French person. So a big, big shout out for Braid and all the volunteers during the bar and the cleanup.
But Braid, please, what was the most awesome thing you like to tell us for that conference?
I would like to say thank you. I see an audience with a bunch of people smiling, tired, wearing purple hoodies. I would like to say thank you to the 40 or 50 volunteers we had at the event who jumped into any task, whether it was a scheduled task, whether it was spontaneous tasks. You have been helping us, supporting us, cleaning up the bar at 8 p.m. where everyone left. You have been there in the morning, Saturday morning, building up a registration desk at 8 a.m. And whatever task we had volunteers right at hand helping us. A big and warm round of applause to all the volunteers who are present and the volunteers who already had to travel back home for supporting and running the Matrix conference.
Kim, what was awesome on that conference?
Ooh.
Or maybe before.
there were so many awesome things here. I couldn't fit all of them in 1 minute. But really, as an organizer, it was a pleasure, and I'm very grateful for open governance. Ooh. Open governance in the Matrix Foundation. So we are here as the events working group, we have set up, organized all these events. I'm very grateful for the people who signed up to join in organizing. Braid is our newest member right now. And already incredibly grateful for those people who realized this is awesome, who enjoyed volunteering so much that they are already asking to join the working group for next year. Thanks to you for joining. Also, a lot of thanks for everybody who helped set up the open governance process in the foundation to get to this point that we can now do this. And last but not least, also a shout out to the rest of the team and other working groups. We collaborated heavily, for example, also with the website working group to get the online presence set up. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I have to say thank you to you, Kim, for your work in the event working group in the last couple of months to help us to stay focused and to clean up sometimes the mess we do. It was a really pleasure to work with you and to know that you are uns den Rücken frei hältst. No, Michael, you said you want to say something. So please share us your awesome moments from that conference or the aspects. This is Michael.
Hi, I'm Michael. So I have no awesome moment as per se, but I want to say that I really enjoyed that there's so many people here who are enthusiasts and privately here, and you have lots of interesting discussions. And what I also really, really enjoyed through the last days was there were many companies, and we might be competitors in some field, but there was so much collaboration, so much discussion, so much openness around what we're experiencing, what are our problems, what are we trying to solve. So I really liked this openness, and I want to say thank you for all of you.
Thank you very much, yeah. Okay, Matthew, the stage is yours. You said you want to show us even something what you have experienced. Yeah. So let's see. Do you need a microphone?
Sure.
All right.
Ooh, almost. We're off. We've got off by a third there. Everybody rotate their heads. In fact, everything's gone wrong. Our RGB has shifted and our X has shifted. Do you want me to switch HDMI or reconnect or pray? Do we have to blow on it?
Praying is always good.
Nope. No? Oh, that's even better. Should I switch to that HDMI?
Pray harder.
Well, should I? Yeah, I think, it's kind of close enough. That's good enough. Let's leave it there. I've got a minute to do a dangerous demo of something which is really awesome that I meant to put in the opening keynote and I forgot because I'm a Muppet. So who uses Blue Sky? About four people. I think Blue Sky is actually kind of cool and underestimated. This thing here is not Blue Sky, it's Blue Sea, which is an experiment put together by a guy called Rangakrishnan, who is here for the conference. And he did a small talk on it. Not many people came along to it. But it's really, really, really cool because Blue Sky has DMs, and normally they are insecure things like this, which are completely unencrypted, whereas what he's done is to go and add in Matrix. So this thing here is proper end-to-end encrypted DMs in Matrix. And if you don't believe me, I can, with one, can I grab a hand to do this? whilst I go and go over to develop.element.io in an incognito tab, hope that it loads quickly, sign in, change the home server from matrix.org to the one which is backing that particular PDS instance. And it has a single sign-on, old school sadly here, which says, do you want to authorize with the Blue Sky PDS, or sorry, the Blue Sea PDS? I go and sign into that PDS as me, as Arathorn. There is some magic that happens, and we end up in mass somehow. We go through into mass, and we pray, and hopefully his home server isn't down. I did test this a minute ago. So it does some really funky stuff in how it stores your recovery key. It actually derives your recovery key from your password. So I can't do that in Element right now, so I'll just close that dialogue. Yes, I'll verify later, honest gov. And then here I am in here. Obviously, I don't have my history, but if I go and send some stuff in there, then you see that it comes up there in Blue Sky. How cool is that? So that's... So that was the most awesome thing that I saw in the conference, which I apologize to Rango for not talking about in the keynote. And I have one other quick thing, which may or may not be interesting to everybody in the room, but for those who really like copyright statements and really like impressums, as of yesterday at 4 p.m., New Vector Limited, the company, the shadowy holding company behind Element, is now called Element Creations Limited, where we are going to mainly create radium and other radioactive elements from now on. So there you go.
Okay. Florian, the stage is yours. You also said you have seen something very awesome here. What was it? Soon.
Hello. Ah, okay, cool. Yeah, I have a short one. There was an interesting talk about Matrix RTC from Timo, including a live coding session, showcasing how you can embed Element call as a widget into another client. This time it was Cine. And after the fact, he created on stage a PR, and hopefully it gets merged soon.
Thank you very much.
Hang on. Right. I'm Alex. I'm here on behalf of my university, who've graciously paid for our tickets for me and my team. And I've heard a thankful word from Braid and from the other organizers for volunteers. But I'd like to say that it wouldn't have been as much fun without you, the people who've come by the registration booth, without those who've ordered drinks at the bar or, well, needed help with carrying anything. Honestly, without you, wouldn't have been so much fun volunteering. So please pat yourself on the back and applaud your neighbors on here. Thank you.
Thank you. Test. I just want to give a shout out to Strasbourg. Like, this city is beautiful. What a great venue. And also Kaleidoscope as well for hosting this conference. All of the staff from this venue that we talked to were amazing people. They're always so kind with all of our antics. So, yeah, just really love this place. Looking forward to the next iteration.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to make it short. When I came here, or before I came here, I was kind of like thinking, okay, what kind of people are going to show up here? Is it going to be all nerds? Probably, right? It's Matrix. Includes me. I'm actually surprised the mix of people we had. Like we had people like product management or whatever, like corporate. We had really people deep down in the weeds of security, whatever. And the conversations I had with them were vastly different, which I prefer because I'm always going left to right and up to down. So I was actually surprised. And I want to thank everybody for the great conversations we had. Some really good conversations also with people in the healthcare track. It's my industry, right? But I also had like really cool discussions about security and whatever. So I'm looking forward to next year. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. I'm challenged again. Should I really close this conference? But I think it's time to desync now. I asked about the Federation, and I'm really happy that a lot of the conversation which happened here are frozen now in time by this incredible camera machines and sent to this incredible internet, and now we can watch them every day. So in case you maybe missed a track or two, there is a possibility to just travel back in time to that conference and listen to that talk. And that also goes to the people out there. And if we now desync and if we now getting in the decentralized mode, maybe you will miss a situation like we had here, but there are opportunities. Next week, for example, you can go next week to the Stammtisch, to the Matrix Stammtisch in Dresden. If you are not around in Dresden, then maybe you want to go to the Chaos Communication Congress that will be in Hamburg in December. A lot of us will be there, and Devok will also be there. So, yeah, there will be a Matrix assembly. And if you are not make it to there, or if you make it to there and want to go to a more European context, then go to the FOSDEM in Brussels by the beginning of February. It's the European meetup for free and open source software. And of course, Matrix will be present there. And also the FOS Asia, yeah, in Bangkok in the beginning of March. Some of us, or me, I will be there. And yeah, some of us, we will do, after our Matrix vacation, go to the FOS Asia in Bangkok. And then there will be the Matrix Community Summit in Berlin in May. We managed to get a good deal with the C-Base in Berlin every Pentecost. For the next 5 years, there will be the Matrix Community Summit in Berlin at the C-Base.
Because we're expanding to many continents. We have Europe, we have Asia, and I've heard that there is one coming up in Brazil as well. We don't know when and how, but like the Matrix community is expanding.
Ooh. Yeah, and as you can imagine, I mean, there's so much positive feedback from you. I think we should do the Matrix conference again next year. So we're already planning for a Matrix conference in 2026. It will be in October. It will be in Europe, and there are a couple of options which city or which organization should host us. So the call for venue is open, and if you know a nice place, or maybe have a nice place available for this huge crowd of Matrix interested people and organizations, then give us a call. Okay, that's it. Short to no, we have an accessible. Oh, no, this is a QR code. Does it work? Can you please check? Not all of the content is visible. No. Oh, my God.
Let me see.
Oh,
that's maybe just this one.
Just
this one?
Yay.
Give that a try.
Give that a try. So this is the last thing what you can do for us before cleaning up, is giving us some feedback and tell us what went right, what went wrong, what you see, want to see more. It's very valuable. It helps us in planning. Is there any last thing I should say here on stage before closing?
Thank you, Jan.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.